Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me?
So this little song right here is called Hell and Back by Bakar. And I feel like it's actually fitting because Arkansas fans, when it comes to the basketball job, Eric Musselman leaving, getting stood up by Jerome Tang and Chris Beard, and then now landing on John Calipari, they have gone from hell, and now they're back. We bring on Ty Richardson now, though. Ty is the co-host of the Morning Rush from 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday at Hit That Line Arkansas, ESPN Arkansas. He's on X at Ty Sports Radio. Ty, what's the word, man? How are you?
Guys, it has been a fast pace, 48 hours. I feel like we're on the NASCAR track, because you just mentioned Chris Beard and the fact that Arkansas fans thought they had their head coach side-sealed and delivered, pulling him from Oxford. They come back on it, and now John Calipari, again, it's not official as we're sitting here this beautiful Monday afternoon, but it almost seems like it might as well be.
Now, before we get into that, how was your weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend, Gabe Kuhn. It was.
Saw you're out in the golf course.
Yes. I have taken up golf, played, 1836? Was it 54 holes of golf? I am still the same horrendous golfer that I was prior to this weekend, but it's a lot of fun, my guys.
I got you. Did you enjoy the eclipse? Because I know you're up that early. I don't know if you had the. I don't know if you guys in Arkansas had the great sight line in Fort Smith. But
here's my quick 10-minute tangent or 10-second tangent. The eclipse. The fact that people drove across the United States or stayed an extra night or got off work, or got off school. It's the dumbest thing I think I've seen in 2024. I did not even go outside. I was working. Even though I'm a white-collar worker, I took up the blue-collar mentality. Did not even step foot outside to partake in the atrocity that people are so up. Oh, I mean, it's just, and I sound like, I was telling you earlier, I sound like I'm 84 years old, but my goodness gracious, the fact that people are in such uproar about this is the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard.
What frustrates me is how we get told how rare it is, but it feels like it happens plenty. Like 2017, I can think of, and I know it's been a while since then, but it's happened a lot in my lifetime. You know, I feel like I'm not missing that much.
Yeah, like,
and I'll see pictures, and I'll see like what happened, and I'll see, you know, news organizations will post stories about how far people traveled, and I'll have stories about that. I don't feel like I'm missing much by not looking at it.
You know what's more rare is John Calipari deciding to be the Arkansas head basketball coach. That's rare. Crap. You wound me up, but I don't want to keep spinning like a top, because trust me, I can keep on going.
All right, now Cal, you are not lying. It is very rare. It's been 15 years he's been at Lexington, and we here in Memphis were mad the last time that he ended up switching jobs and going to Lexington to be the Kentucky head coach. But I mean, I'm still trying to get my brain to respond to the fact that we are in a situation where Cal is finalizing a deal to be the Arkansas coach. After all that has happened with Kentucky the last few years, they thought about firing him, but, you know, it's a $33 million buyout. I'm sure Kentucky feels okay about saving that money. But how are you feeling? Because I know this is a guy that you've been watching your Hogs go up against for the last 15 years, and the last five have not been that great. I did have to laugh because you had a tweet around the time they lost to Oakland in the first round of the NCAA tournament. You said Cal is a fraud. Now, you did quote tweet that, and you said that you take it back. You take it back altogether. But how do you feel about this move for Arkansas, man?
a little tongue-in-cheek there. I mean, Cal's won one NCAA tournament game the last 5 years. I know every one of your listeners that's a Memphis Tiger fan revels in the fact that he has 100%. Not had postseason success. But he has had a lot of that prior to. You think about that, again, the Memphis team that we all watched come up just short against Kansas, maybe one of the most exciting basketball teams I've ever seen. I mean, you had Rose, Dorsey, Dozier, CER. I mean, that team was just stacked beyond belief. But Cal, again, these last 5 years, as good as they've been in the regular season at times, they have not lived up to the hype in the postseason. And in college basketball, it's all about the postseason. So I would say, again, you referenced that tweet, which I'm open and honest. And when we have our conversation, if he ends up getting hired and that comes to fruition, well, I'll be like, listen, man, I hated you with every fiber of my body. But now you're the Arkansas head coach, so I'm kind of forced to like you. Does it feel weird being that a lot of Arkansas fans feel that same way? I mean, is this guarantee Arkansas a national championship? No. Is it guarantee him a spot in the Final Four? No. But, I mean, I think there's a very good chance they wind up in the second weekend. Now, I think the investment that they're paying Cal's, they need to get more out of that investment. But I feel very strongly that he's at least going to wind up in a second weekend at Arkansas. Sweet 16, I would say, is the bare minimum that he has to get. I would say a lot of people want more from him.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. When we look at Eric Musselman, I think a lot of the fans were frustrated when he left for USC, but obviously he gets back to his roots. He's a West Coast guy. But he went to two Elite Eights and a Sweet 16 and made a tournament. Because the COVID year, he was going to make the tournament, but obviously they did not have a tournament. But do you think Cal in his first 5 years can sort of recreate that? Do you think he can get there?
Well, he sure had the last 5 years in Lexington, and that's a better job. Just call a spade a spade. I love Fayetteville, Arkansas more than most human beings, but it's not a better job than what they've got in Rupp Arena and that prestige and everything that comes along with that program. Now, there is a drop-off in pressure, but it ain't much. I mean, Arkansas fans are about as rabid a fan base as Kentucky fans are, so if Cal thinks he's walking to a cakewalk, he's got another thing coming. I think he knows that. I mean, he's followed this fan base and this program just being
played against him.
Right next. Yeah, it's played against him, so I think he knows what he's in for. I will say that for John Calipari, it's a breaking point in his career. Like, you can either go one way or another. You can either get fat and happy and sit on the money that's coming to you, or you can show people it's like, hey, I've still got a little left in the tank. And you can say a lot of things about John Calipari. Believe me, I have some that we can't mention on air. The guy is a competitor, and he hasn't gone about it necessarily the way that college basketball has shifted. What I hope, Gabe, is that I'm not asking him to change, just asking him to adapt. And I think we've seen it a little bit. He's got some transfers. I know he had some freshmen this year, but you got to adapt, man. And if he can adapt, he's got the resume. He's got the kind of the cachet. He's got the feel. And Arkansas is going to have a pretty dang good basketball team in year one. Maybe not second weekend or Final Four in San Antonio worthy, but a team that you're going to have to battle night in, night out against.
Now, what were you hearing about how this all came to fruition? It came to fruition relatively fast. We know that the past week for Arkansas on the basketball side has been a tough one to watch because I think the fans like Eric Musselman. I don't know about the higher ups. There's been some rumors about him, wearing thin on people. He never really stays at one place for all that long. But regardless, you lose Eric Musselman, who the fans liked. Then you think you're getting Chris Beard. That doesn't work out. You think you're getting Jerome Tang. That doesn't work out. You end up with Cal. How did this all come to fruition so fast? I hear John Tyson from Tyson Foods had a lot to do with this.
Eat more chicken, Gabe. Eat more chicken. John Tyson has had a relationship with John Calipari for quite some time. Tyson, as you mentioned, head of Tyson Foods, also got a great golf course called Some Blessings. If, I know we got some avid golf fans listening. Right. If you ever get a chance to golf in Northwest Arkansas, go up there. But he's been the pusher in all this. And I'd be curious if it was him or Hunter Yurcheck kind of spearheading them to get this done, but there's no question he was an instrumental part of this process. And for Cal, I think that, like, on the back, I just didn't feel like the Kentucky fan base lost faith in him. I mean, you work with people and Connor and Brad and coworkers that have faith in you, Gabe, to get the job done. When they lose faith in you, that's going to make your job harder. They're never going to because you're top G in Memphis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get it from his perspective. I mean, I work with coworkers that believe in me if I all of a sudden felt like people stopped believing or listeners stopped believing what I had to say, then I'd be hard-pressed to get up at 3:30 like I do every day. So I think that also plays a huge role in this. Is I think he's got a fan base that's wearing Razorback red that believes that, hey, this guy could get us places. I don't know if San Antonio would near one where the Final Four is, but, geez, I believe in this guy, even as a guy that I used to hate. I think that's how a lot of Arkansas fans feel this Monday afternoon.
Now, what do you think his biggest challenge is going to be? Because here's one thing that I have noticed about his last two stops at Memphis. We pour all the resources in basketball. When he was here, he had his way with the athletic director and the president, and all of the money went to the basketball program. We know that's how that works at Kentucky, too, and he really had a run-in with Kentucky and the football team, sort of trashing on them a little bit. That's not how it works at Arkansas. I know that they're rabid about the basketball program, but they also care about baseball. They love football. They want to see that work out. Is that going to be a hurdle for him?
I hope not. I think that he has been the center of the attention the last 15 years, as you were kind of stating when he arrived in Lexington. And while he is the biggest name potentially that will be in Arkansas, this is still a football state. And Tennessee, as good as Memphis is basketball, and how much people flock to it. And I know Tennessee had a really good team this year. I can't say anything about Vanderbilt. That's still Tennessee, still football state. As good as Memphis is as a basketball cycling factor. I mean, just player after player come through those Memphis high schools. But I mean, he's got to deal with that. And if you can't deal with that, then I don't know what you're doing taking this job. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Like, people are they'll sell out again in basketball, and his coach's shows will be packed because he's got the entertainment value that he brings. But it's still football state, but it's about as close to – it is as close to Kentucky as there is in the SEC in terms of the passion for the basketball program. And baseball's right up there with it, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, 5 years, what are you hearing about this salary? About $8 million per year, and then it'll be incentive-based. He can earn more? So that's about double plus – what Eric Musselman was making coming into this year.
And if you're Mush, you're looking at that, I don't know how you're feeling. You feel like, well, they didn't care enough to support me or this and that.
He did take a job at USC that likely won't even pay him what his salary was last year, for the most part.
Yeah, and not near the fan support. I mean, Mush did this to himself, man. I love Eric Musselman. I am so grateful for what he did for the Arkansas basketball program, because three of the best nights of my life were San Francisco, California over Gonzaga, Des Moines, Iowa over Kansas, and then in Indianapolis, Indiana over Oral Roberts, send them in the Elite Eight. But, I mean, that relationship, I think you kind of alluded to it earlier, at least the perception is it deteriorated. No confirmation on that, but I think if you read the tea leaves, you can kind of see that. So, yeah, that's if you're Mush, you're just kind of sitting at that thinking. But to the Cal point, I think what's also important to mention is it's being reported nationally this might be the biggest NIL pool of any college basketball program. And if that's the case, if there's actually truth to that, then man, oh man, Arkansas is going to have a fun offseason getting players to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Well, that's one of the points of emphasis that he had to talk with Hunter Yurecek and everybody about. He wants major NIL promises. And when you look at his recruiting class, we know it all too well here in Memphis. As soon as he ended up leaving Memphis to go to Kentucky, he took that recruiting class with him, the number one recruiting class. We're talking about Boogie Cut, all these different guys, John Wall. I think people in Arkansas, you're hoping that happens for you guys, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a Kentucky player there, too, that is originally slated to play in Lexington. There's like, I'm going to follow Cal to Fayetteville. And again, this is under the impression that he is going to accept this reported job offer, which after the Chris Beard stuff, you can never be too careful about that. But transfer portal-wise, like, think about it, Gabe. Every young man in high school who may have missed the news last night, a lot of them probably stayed up and saw it. Every single one of them Googled Fayetteville, Arkansas. They're unaware of it. They Googled the facility. They Googled where it is. They Googled Northwest Arkansas. They Googled what the co-eds look like. And they probably were pretty pleased with the return and the feedback. Now, again, I think for those that haven't lived in Memphis or been to Memphis or haven't lived in Fayetteville or been to Fayetteville, there's always this outside perception of those two cities that gets bad rap sometimes because one's in Arkansas and one has a perception. Listen, man, I've been to Memphis 100 times in my life. I love that city. I always will. Right. That's a second home to me. And Fayetteville's first home, even though I didn't grow up there, grew up in Little Rock. I mean, just certain places, like you don't get a true sense of feel until you actually go. I think there'll be a lot of recruiting visits relatively soon on guys that wouldn't even ever consider come to Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine so, too. Talking with Ty Richardson. He is the co-host from 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday at ESPN Arkansas. I'd hit that line, Arkansas. He's on X at Ty Sports Radio. Now, it is kind of interesting. This past year in the SEC in general, does it kind of strike you that the best coach, highest thought of program on the football side lost their coach, has to move on to Kalen DeBoer, Nick Saban's out. And now it looks like John Calipari at Kentucky, the highest thought of program, the one with the most resources, he's out. He's headed to Arkansas. It is kind of, it's a strange offseason for the SEC.
Oh, it keeps twisting and turning. And the domino effect that could play out, if Cal accepts this job offer and the Kentucky job's open, three names jump off the bat. One's not too far from you and Chris Beard.
Yep.
Nate Oates and the success that he's had in Tuscaloosa, not in football but basketball, and Bruce Pearl. Man, those are three coaches off the bat that if I am Mitch Barnhart, the athletics director at Kentucky, I might not even lead the league for my next guy. Now, people are going to say Mark Few, Jay Wright.
Scott Drew.
Pope. Yeah, Scott Drew. I just don't know if he'll be able to lure him from Waco, but
yeah.
Kentucky has a way of doing that. And then the Pope guy, the former Kentucky graduate that's at BYU, there's going to be a lot of people that are interested in the job that don't say that publicly. I think it's going to be one of the more fascinating hires we've seen, as it was with the Alabama football program this offseason.
Yeah, but it's the domino effect has been USC to SMU, Arkansas to USC, Kentucky to Arkansas, and whoever the hell ends up at Kentucky, probably they're going to have to. It'll probably be a relatively big name guy, wouldn't you think? I mean, I can't see Kentucky striking out in a similar fashion that Louisville did, their rival from across the state.
Yeah, I really hope that one, and I'm forgetting it's College of Charleston. What's that guy's name?
Pat Kelsey. Pat Kelsey.
Yeah, Pat Kelsey. I hope he succeeds. I don't know if he's going to or not, but I hope Kentucky fails. I hope that this Cal. I hope they fail miserably. And every single listen, there ain't a single one of your listeners. You might have one Kentucky fan as a listener. There's not a single one of your listeners that wishes positive things towards Kentucky. Now, maybe you don't. Now that Cal is at Arkansas, maybe you hate Arkansas. I feel like Arkansas is kind of that secondary school for a lot of Memphis fans, and that might have just immediately withered away with Cal going to Arkansas. But I think there's a lot of Memphis fans that hate Kentucky as a program, too. And this thing, they're kind of wishing ill will towards that program. I don't blame them because I feel that same way.
Yeah, and it's pretty insane timing, right? We have the national championship tonight, which I think most of us wanted to see UConn versus Purdue, the Zach Edey versus Donovan Klingon thing, two behemoths fighting in the post, and then the rest of those teams having to step up around them. I think most people are going to lean UConn. It's gone from, 5.5 to 7.5. But that's going to be we had the eclipse this morning. I'm not saying the national championship will be eclipsed because we have no NBA. There's no other real games on tonight. But it is eclipsed a little bit by this Cal news. This is huge.
Yeah, I mean, listen to the national shows, and I think if I remember correctly, you guys have the ESPN National in the mornings.
Yep.
And
Unsportsmanlike.
It led off with the story. Those guys were talking about about this, and then you have SportsCenter and all these other different sports shows and platforms, and I mean, it's a big deal, and there's not many times that I can honestly say that the biggest sports story in college is happening in Fayetteville, Arkansas,
right.
But truthfully, it has been that way this last 24 hours or so.
Now, give me your honest thoughts. I know you have tweeted this probably in the last month that you think he's a fraud after they lost to Oakland, but this last 5 years, we're talking about a guy who lost to a 15 seed, he lost to a 14 seed, he got knocked out in the round of 32 by Kansas State. He's only got one win in the NCAA tournament in the last 5 years. Do you find that to be a trend? Or do you think that, losing to Oakland, losing to St. Peter's, more of a coincidence than a trend?
Here's where the rubber meets the road. Here's
right.
What Ty has to say. Hey
no. I need honesty here out of you, Ty. I know your mindset may switch up at least a little bit as we get farther into this once he accepts the job, but I need honesty. I need pre-Cal to Arkansas honesty from Ty Richardson here.
Okay, I want you to think about this. Eric Musselman won a lot of NCAA tournament games
yep.
the last to, I mean, you think about what he was able to accomplish. He won 8 NCAA tournament games the last 4 years, and really prior to this year, the last 3 years. I don't see Cal superseding that. I think that's a lot to ask. Well, they're paying him like it's a lot to ask. So honestly, the expectation is that some Arkansas fans might not like that, but you just need that. What I would like to see more is I would take one run in 5 years over 3 good runs where they make the Sweet 16 or Elite 8. If they can make it to a Final Four national championship just one time, I would be happy. Do I think it can I put my stamp of approval on it right now? No, just because the last 5 years hasn't gone according to plan. But what I'm hoping, I brought this up earlier, is it's one last hurrah. It's one last ride, baby. If you got anything left, and Cal, I'm speaking on the proverbial, like, if you got anything left, man, you got to show it. You got to show it here in Fayetteville. And if you can do that, if you can adapt, not necessarily just completely change, but adapt a little bit, you got the pieces. You got the in-state talent. You got the fan support. And apparently, you got the money. Go get them, man. Yeah. Show that. Teach an old dog new tricks in this situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, last thing for you, and I'm just curious because you've seen murmurs about it with Eric Musselman. I know the fans love him. I know you like him. Most of the media liked him because of just sort of how he presented himself, and he seemed to sell that program. He's a great salesman when he was in Arkansas, and he obviously had good results. But this last year was not the same way. There have been sort of some murmurs about him sort of wearing thin on the higher-ups in the athletic department. Can you shed light on that, or do you think that's overblown?
I think that's true. Just look at his assistant coaches. Just put two and two together, man. This guy's a winner. He's a really good basketball coach. He didn't have the right pieces this year that he recruited. It's his fault. Like, he didn't land the right guys.
Hey, we dealt with that here in Memphis. We get it.
Yeah. Yeah, you lauded him before the season, didn't pan out. But yeah, he's tough to work with and work for. So maybe USC will have a good 2 or 3 year stint, and then my guess is he moves on. And that's okay. Some coaches are just like that. Some coaches, I heard a comparison about Larry Brown earlier with him, and he hasn't won the volume that Coach Brown has.
Right.
But that is a decent comparison. Like, Brown wins pretty much wherever he's gone. It's just like, that stint is good from the outside as a fan, but the inside, it's not always that great. So I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Not accusation,
but assessment of where he's at.
Well, and I know it took 15 years, but with Cal, there's been some of that in the past too, right? I mean, this is not going to be that much different in the grand scheme of things. If you're wearing thin on the higher-ups at Arkansas, if you're Eric Musselman, I think that I think Cal has shown at Kentucky and at Memphis that can be the case as well.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's some connections there. Differences. Cal's got a national championship on his resume, been to a couple Final Fours, and has also been to another national championship. We'll see if Arkansas has that same resume once he exits the building, because he will probably in the next 5 to 10 years.
All right, now who you got tonight before I let you roll?
UConn, man.
Yeah. I mean, think they'll cover the 7.5? It's gone from 5.5 to 7.5. That's a steep line.
I mean, Bama gave him a game, and you look up, it's a double-digit deficit. And it's just like, man, this was a really good game for 30 minutes, and then UConn just took over. They got too many weapons, man. I mean, you think about some of the great college basketball teams that we've had a chance to witness in our lifetimes. But you got to be up there. I mean, Florida is the most notable. I mean, back-to-back, you thought it was impossible to do again. UConn's on the brink of it tonight. And I think they cap it off, and I think we have – the third repeat champion for the first time in quite some time, and the only third time in 50 years.
And I do get a kick out of Danny Hurley, likely going to win 2 in a row here. And he is just at the press conferences talking about how much he hates the portal, how much he despises it.
That's the classic Lane Kiffin approach. I'm going to say one thing, I'm going to do another.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not like a huge – I mean, he got Tristan Newton, and Cam Spencer was a one-year guy, but Tristan Newton's been there for 3 years after transferring from ECU. And he's recruited relatively well. A lot of these guys
– Yeah, they got that I'm forgetting the freshman five-star that he said.
Stephon Castle.
It's hard, yeah, Castle. It's hard to – when you get these five-stars – and I'll give two guys credit last year. Jordan Walsh and Anthony Black, two Texas kids.
Yeah,
did not act like five stars in terms of their mentality. They were hustlers. They played defense.
Yep.
AB played through a lot of injuries. It's not always easy to do when you're lauded as just this like second coming dude a good majority of your life.
Yeah, and the one thing I will say to Danny Hurley's defense is they need to move back the portal until after the national championship. It's just bizarre to have it running right alongside it, right along the entire the NCAA tournament. It just feels like a distraction. And these coaches, like, I know that, you know, making that run to the Final Four, ultimately the national championship, may help recruiting. It ought to help recruiting. But not being able to, you know, focus your energy at that when that is a main part of turning over your roster and being consistent year to year, that's brutal. They need to delay it. They need to delay it.
Yeah, Musk was talking about that, the NCAA tournament runs, and that's just another, that's another coach that's been outspoken about. I don't blame him in the slightest for thinking that way.
Yep, for sure. Well, Ty, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Always good to catch up with you, Gabe. See you, buddy.
Yes, sir. He is Ty Richardson. He's a co-host of the Morning Rush, 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday at Hit That Line Arkansas, ESPN Arkansas. He is on X at Ty Sports Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.